where you're calling from. Give us a shout out now.
DJ Brown out of Houston, Texas.
Oh, good morning, Miss Houston, Texas. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Is there anyone else?
Houston.
Okay, another Houston. All right. Well, welcome to the Master's Call. We greet each and every one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, praising God that you have joined us this fabulous Friday morning. Again, I am Dr. Vanessa, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Joyce, we are just grateful for your presence on the line this morning on the Master's Call. Let me mute out our chat. I see that if Ms. Tiffany, if you would come now, I think you're up to open us in prayer. Are you scheduled for prayer this morning? If you would lead us in a word of prayer. Okay. If you star six, I know Amber is traveling this morning. Ms. Tiffany, are you there? Okay, I'm seeing her on the board, but I'm not hearing her. Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Will you go ahead and open this up in prayer, please?
Absolutely. Gracious Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this wonderful new day that you have given unto us. We never, ever take it for granted, God, that you caused us to sleep through the night and wake up to see the dawning of a new day. And we give you praise, honor, and glory for today. We bless you for this Master's Call, Lord God, and we thank you for everyone that is on this call today. We know it's not by accident or happenstance that you have caused us to join this call this morning, but there is a word from God for our souls today, and we thank you, Lord God, for just giving us exactly what we need today, and we come against any attack of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over this call, and we ask, Lord God, that you would allow your angels to encamp round about each one of us as we sit with great anticipation of what you're going to do. We thank you, Lord God, that the frequency is clear. There will be no hindrances, no interferences whatsoever in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, that you would touch your servant and she comes forth to bring forth the word. Oh, God, that you have placed deep in her heart, Lord God, that she may bring it forth with power, and she does, Lord God. And I thank you for the anointing of God that we give her to continue to bless her life and bless her husband. Thank you, Lord God, for their sacrifice. Thank you, Lord God, for their obedience to you. Thank you that they are subject to you and you alone. I thank you, Lord God, for the leaders of this call. I thank you for the founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Continue to bless their lives. And thank you, Lord God, for all of the prayer warriors, Lord God, that continue to hang in here. Thank you for Tiffany and all the work that she does silently, and those that we hear and know about. We thank you that you continue to bless her life. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the founders of this company, Artists International. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to order their steps. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are continuing to grow in this company, and we are continuing to grow as your ministers in the marketplace. And we ask, Lord God, that you will bless us as we listen attentively to your word. We thank you that we are in great anticipation of what you're going to do this morning. Thank you for it right now in Jesus' matchless and wonderful name. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for clearing the portals of heaven and commanding the morning so that the call of God goes forth freely and the people of God will hear and receive the word. Well, again, we are just excited about Jesus on this fabulous Friday morning. And we're excited about your presence on this call for the Master's Call family. We are a call that is all about Jesus, and honored to serve along with Dr. P.K. Roberts, where when we started this journey, the Lord gave us a clear mission, a clear mandate. And that's why we read it every morning, so you know the true purpose of a thing, of this call. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have endeavored through the months to every day. Let you feel the presence of God so that your hearts and minds are enriched. Let you be enhanced to know that your borders are as big and as wide as you can spread your wings and soar. And as the word of God is spoken into your spirits and illuminated in your mind and understanding, you are empowered to go out and seize your day. The scripture that God has given us for the master's call can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So this and every morning we cry out to the Lord and know that he does hear and answer our prayers. We want to invite you to visit our website. We have been blessed to have a website that archives all the different messages, and we want you to be that evangelist, that minister in the marketplace, and let others know about the Master's Call and encourage them to go to the website and eat from the rich buffet table of messages that I assure you will encourage their hearts. Our website is the Master's Morning Call. .wordpress.com, the Masters with an S, Morning Call, .wordpress.com. And there at your leisure, you can click on a link and listen to the Word of God. There is a playback number, but it only keeps the last message on there. Many of you ask about playback numbers, and it'll have the last message played. And the playback number, if you wanted to hear for today's message, because some of you all may want to rush right on, is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code which you used this morning is 957-677. We also have an email. We encourage you to email us. Let us hear from you. We know an assignment of this ministry, of this call, is to pray, is to bombard heaven with God's word, to hearken the ministering angels, to go forth and do our bidding. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We're also asking in this season, haven't received but a few, and I want to receive many, 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 many more, that Dr. P.K. Roberts on June 29th is retiring from the United States Army, where she has faithfully served as a chaplain for many years. And we're asking all of you all to send a shout-out to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com so that we can present her and she can take her time and read the many words of love and encouragement. Spent a long time talking with her yesterday, and her and Minister David are doing fine. Keep praying for them. Just sounded really good to hear her voice. Send her love to each and every one of you. But you take the time and go to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Also send us your prayer requests, praise reports, just to say hello, I'm here and I'm listening. We love to hear from each and every one of you. Well, I also want to encourage those, especially part of our artist family, that's the thread that brought us together, to visit your back office. In your back office, I tell you, we're going through many campaigns, the points multiplier, and just many other things are going on. Let me get to the board and mute out. There we go. There are many other things going on in our artist family, and we want you to go and avail yourself by reading about the different activities so that you can stay informed. Well, this morning, we have a powerhouse. She's not home in North Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She's down visiting family and still is on her post diligent to be here this morning. For many of you all who have heard her, we've been so blessed. I call her the evangelist. For those of you who never heard Dr. Joycelyn Henderson, you are in for a treat. She serves alongside her husband, Dr. Walter Henderson, who we hear each and every Tuesday, and they are the founders of Berean Family Worship Center, which started in 1985 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and they have a heart for married couples and families, and she travels all over ministry and teaching the Word of God. But I tell you what I love about her the most is there's always words of wisdom, nuggets of glory that flow from her mouth. She truly is God's living epistle. So may I introduce to some and present to others our anointed mouthpiece of the Lord this morning, our very own Dr. Joycelyn Henderson. The floor is yours.
God bless you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, loud and clear. Thank you.
It is an absolute honor this morning to be on this call and to greet my artist family and those of you that are part of this, the Master's Morning Call. And I want to say on to Dr. Vanessa as well as to Dr. P.K. Roberts in her absence, it is an honor for you to allow me to minister the word this morning. I want to go right into the word. And if you, and I know you do, if you've come to this call, that you would have your Bibles before you. And so I'm going to go to Matthew's 11th chapter. So in Matthew's 11, I'm going to be reading three verses, verses 10 through 13. Matthew 11, verses 10 through 13. And that word reads, "For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger. Behold, I send my messenger. Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Excuse me. "And from the days of John the Baptist until now," somebody say now, "the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force." This morning, that is actually the title that I would like to use for this message as I be before you just for a few minutes. It says, "The violent take it by force." And here Jesus is talking about John the Baptist. But I want to tell you that I believe we got some John the Baptist spirits that are on this call this morning, and that whatever situation we find ourselves in, we're not going in and asking and begging and pleading with no enemy, no devil, no Goliath. We're going in and the violent take it by force. Whatever it is, that's what we're going in today to take by force. When you take something by force, you don't go in and ask them, can you go in and get it? You go in and snatch the devil's teeth out and just tell him that, you know what, it belonged to me. My father gave it to me, and I refuse to allow you anymore to tell me that I cannot go in and take what belongs to me. You have to, today, I challenge each one of us to put our game face on. You know, game face means that I'm going in and I am determined that I am going to win, that I will have victory, that I will triumph in this situation. And so let's talk about it just very briefly. The kingdom of God is always under violent attack by the enemy of God. The enemy is going to attack anything that would be, that will look like or resemble anything that the kingdom of God would be, because the kingdom of God is so different day and night. The enemy is darkness, and the kingdom of God is light. So the kingdom of God is under violent attack. I'm not talking about, you know, that they're attacking you or they're saying some things about you. No, they're absolutely trying to sabotage and destroy you in everything that you put your hands to do. But I can tell you that today that we are the violent one, and we are going to learn this morning, I believe, that how we can go in and we can take back everything that's in the enemy camp that belongs to us. It's some things that the devil has taken and hidden. It's some things that he's covered up. It's some things that he has not even allowed us to think that we could even walk in. I understand some of us on this call was born before time, or we were born on the other side of the track. You know, when we look at John the Baptist, that's exactly what he was. He was one that, but God said that he is the forerunner. He's going to be the one that's going to go in, and because of him, he has set the groundwork for the rest of us to come. And I want to say this morning that some of you on this call, in your families, you have set the groundwork for the rest of your folks to come. They said that you wouldn't make it, but you know what? You're making it, and you're making it big. And because of that, you are able to go in as the front runner. Always got to be a front runner that's going in before the rest of us will come. And I know that there are some platinums possibly on the call. They just going in before us as diamonds and executives and presidents come. We will allow them to go in to be the front runner. But I tell you, there's got to be one that will go in into the enemy's camp and put a game face on and tell the enemy today, no, this is where I draw a line in the sand. You will come no further. You will stop bluffing me. I will not allow you to think and cause me to go into hiding. No, I am going in your camp, and I'm taking back everything that belongs to me. Let me give you some things that we have to do as we go in as the violent one. The kingdom of God people must be willing not to only match the opposing force intensity, but we must use our kingdom principles and the kingdom weapons to take the land by force. Now, we have kingdom principles, which is the word of God. We can't go in our own might and by our own power, because we'll be then doing like Zerubbabel tried to do. We can't do that. We must go in with the word of God, because God's word is the only thing that is truth. That word will cause every other thing, every other situation to fall and bow its knee, because the word of God is truth. John 17:17 says that. And then the other weapon that we will take is prayer. Prayer is a weapon this morning. And if you're on this call this morning, you're a born-again believer, and you're only able to pray for 10 minutes, I say you need to go and stay there until you are able to pray and not faint. Because prayer is a weapon that God has already given us to go in to take the land by force. And the violent one must know what our weapons are. We must go into the land and take it. I say, somebody say, take it this morning. I didn't say go in and ask the devil. Go in and take it violently and go in and not negotiate a truce. You know, I had this morning, I asked my husband, I said, look up the word, if you will, truce for me. And Webster says it this way: it is a suspension of hostility for a specific period of time by mutual agreement between two warring parties. I like to say it this way: it is agreement to cease fire. But let me just say this morning, we're not going in to negotiate a truce. We're not going in and asking the devil, can we cease fire? We're going in, and we're going in to take our stuff. When we come out, we're going to have everything that belongs to us. If he has desired to come in and take your help, we're going in with the word of God that says, by his stripes I'm already healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If he is taking your finances, tell him Jehovah Jireh just rose up on the scene and got a ram caught in the thicket for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said bless him on this call this morning, because you're the violent one. We're not going in to ask him anything. We're not going to cause no truce. We're going in to take what rightfully belongs to us. Ha, thank you, Jesus. And we're not going to be intimidated by the devil. and by his system and by what it is that he says that he can do. He is a bluffer, and he will try to bluff you and us out of what it is that God has already said that we can have and that we can go in and that we can lay hold to. I got just about four more scriptures that I want to give to you, and I want you to look at these when you get some time. God is looking for some believers on this call this morning that would have a Caleb spirit. Glory. I said a Caleb spirit upon them. Let's look at it. Numbers, the 13th chapter. Numbers 13. Let me get it in front of me, and I want to read verse 30 to you, and it says that, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses. And he said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. I say God is looking for some believers on this call this morning that would have a Caleb spirit, that would say to whatever it is that you and I are facing, come on, we can go up at once. We're not even going to waste no time this morning. We're going in and we are well able to possess it for the kingdom of God. Let's look at another one. Numbers, the 14th chapter, verses 8 through 9. Again, talking about that Caleb. Say, if the Lord delights in us, and we know he does, then he will bring us into the land. That's the key thing this morning, is knowing that if God takes a delight in you, if whatever you're doing, that God has looked at it and smiled upon it, he will bring you into the land. I know you might just in the artist business be an advisor this morning, but when God delights in you, he'll bring you into the land to be a supervisor, to go on to be a manager A, to be a manager B, to be a director, bringing you into the land of presidential kingdom. Hallelujah. So he will give us the land, a land which is flowing. Somebody say flowing with milk and honey. That means that it's not going to dry up. That doesn't mean, it means this morning that it won't be milk today and next week we're looking to be water. No, it's going to be always milk, and he's going to throw some honey also in with it. And then he gives them also a command. He said, only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land. Oh, I know it looks like it's giants in the land. I know that they are big and set arrayed against you, but they are bread for us because their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. You got to know going in this morning, God is with you and I don't care what it looks like. God is with you. If you and I have a Caleb spirit, we can go in and we can possess the land and take back what rightfully belonged to us. Let's look at one last one, Deuteronomy 1, verses 35 through 36. And it says, surely there shall not one of these men, one of these enemies of this evil generation, see no good land, which I have sworn unto you to give to your fathers. Say, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it. I say a Caleb spirit must rise up on this call if you're going to see the good land. Say, he shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he has trodden upon, and to his children's children, because he has wholly followed the Lord. I say not only are we going in to possess the land for just us this morning, we're going in to take the land for our children's children. Hallelujah. Another generation is about to rise up and walk out what it is that we have started. We will not finish this thing, but God has called us to come in and to start it. But if we would go in and violently take over where it is that God is saying, I don't know where you are, but wherever you are, go in violently and take and possess that area for the kingdom of God. You might be in the city of Milwaukee. You might be in Jackson, Alabama this morning. You might be also in Brookhaven, Mississippi. Might be in Houston, Texas this morning. Might be down in Prairie du Texas this morning. It doesn't matter where you are. The kingdom of God is over every kingdom of the earth. And you know what else? The kingdom of God is over every kingdom and has power. Psalms 103, verse 19. The kingdom of God has been prophesied to come with power. Mark 9, verse 1. I want you to look at 1 Corinthians 4:20. It says, once the kingdom arrived, Paul declared that the kingdom is not in word, but it is in power. I want to tell you, for the kingdom of God consists and is based on not looking, not just by talk, but power, moral power and excellence of soul. That scripture says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, says, stop talking about winning and go in to possess the land. We done talked victory long enough, but I say go in, put your game face on this morning. Tell the devil you must back up and you must back off this morning, because we're going in to possess what rightfully belong to you. Let me give you three keys to possessing the kingdom of God. Number one, have confidence in God. Acts 20, verse 32, being fully persuaded that God is able to keep what he has trusted to you. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. And the last scripture, 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Roll all of the things over on the Lord, because he is well able to get you into the place where you and I are supposed to be. And I want to decree and declare, if you're on this call today, you will live and not die. Hallelujah. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only, and you will never be beneath any situation. I say again, put on your violent face. Go in to possess the gate of your enemy. And I say, you being the violent one, rise up, you Calebs and you Joshuas on this call, because the violent taking it by force. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa. God bless you all this morning.
Preach, woman of God, evangelist, I tell you, if you're not encouraged after that, you need to be re-resurrected. The violent, take it by force. The word, what an encouraging word. And as the evangelist spoke to our hearts, to get that Caleb spirit, to get it so that you go in and not ask, but take back what belongs to you. I tell you, what a word, what a word, what a word this morning, woman of God. I tell you, we needed to hear that and be encouraged in our hearts. And I trust that, I know that this word encouraged each and every one of you on the line this morning. Well, I have down that Robin is closing us out in prayer. So, Robin, if you would come now and close us out. You hit star 6. I'm not
can
seeing
you. Can you hear me, Dr.
Vanessa? Yeah, I hear you now.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that word, Dr. J. Yes, we do have that Joshua and that Caleb spirit, and we are going out with a high hand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has gone forward, Father. Lord, and your word will be placed on good ground, Father God. Father God, as we go into the marketplace as your minister, Father God, cause us to rise up mightily, Father, knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, for that Caleb spirit that rests upon each one of us, Father. And if we don't have it, Father, show us in your word what we need to do to get it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for the woman of God. I thank you for the word that has gone forward. I thank you for the anointing that is in her and upon her, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you just redeposit more of your anointing in her, Father, so that she can continue to impart into the world and into the body of Christ. Lord, I thank you for every person that's on the call, Father, and for the praise reports and for the prayer requests that have gone forward. We know that you are mighty. We know that you are faithful. We know that your word will not return void unto you. Your word has gone forward, Father. We know that health and healing belong to us, Lord God, because of your Son, our King, Lord Jesus, our healer. We know that you are our provider. We know that we are not lacking for anything. We know that depression is gone. We know that people are protected by the blood of the Lamb, Father. And as we go into this marketplace, we will continue to be your minister, Father, having others see your light that is on us, Father, dispelling darkness in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that powerful word of prayer as you have sealed this awesome word this morning by Dr. Joyce. And I tell you, the violent, taken by force. I just believe, God, that each and every one of you on this line are receiving her word and the spirit of Caleb, that you're a fighter. You know, the word has a saying, the world has a saying that quitters never win and winners never quit. But see, this is the spiritual foundation of it. When you have a Caleb spirit, the eyes of faith tell you to go on and get your stuff back and tell the devil he cannot put his hands on you. Dr. J, you stirred us all up to send us out this weekend. We so appreciate you. We thank you, Robin, for closing and sealing this word out in prayer. Minister Kathy, thank you so much for opening us up in prayer this morning, and to each and every one of you on the line and a part of our Master's Call family. We esteem the God in you, encourage you now to do every day the call of God on your life from the Master, to be submitted to it and obedient. So have a blessed weekend and go out and be God's minister in the marketplace. We'll see you Monday. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.